NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Sprint Cup on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. KRKO Everett. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Denny Hamlin now is going to make that a four-man draft at the front of the pack. He is caught up to the back bumper of Dale Earnhardt Jr., and he's got the pressure on. He looks to the inside. This will be the battle for the number three position. Hamlin on the inside, Earnhardt on the outside.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. And once again, presented to you on the internet by Sandblasters Incorporated. These guys have been with us ever since day one when we fired off North Sound Racing, and we really appreciate having them on.
So how'd it go out of KRKO night out of Evergreen?
It was awesome. We had a lot of fun. The weather, you know, was the weather. They managed to get the entire show in. Terry and I pretty much announced the entire night up there. Kelly Hale, who's the normal announcer up there, was down spotting for Gary Lewis down at the Northwest Tour race, so he couldn't make it. And as you know, they got a late start. And, of course, when you win the thing, you're going to be detained further. So Terry Buell and I hung out, and like I said, you know, blew the dust off of some skills, had a good time. Naaman Lang got his fifth win. This year was an awesome super stock race. I'm a fan of that double foul restart. You know, if you... you know, they tried it, I think, five times in the last three or four laps. You know, it, John Zaretsky, God love him, he was up on, you know, on the outside. And I think on the next to last restart, got in front of Naaman. But, man, Naaman's starts were just awesome. I mean, he was just on it. And you know, they got about a half a lap in, some spin, something like that. And had to go back and reline up. Gosh, it was just, you know, Naaman got the win. Five out of, I think, seven races this year.
He's come a long way in a short amount of time. And, you know, that double file restart, I always like the idea. Any more action that we can give for the fans is more action for the drivers. And I know some people say, you know, it causes wrecks, but I've been a believer that drivers cause wrecks, not relining up the cars, not the way they do that. It's good for the fans. It's good for the racers. So I'm all about excitement.
We're trying to find a guest, Galen.
Well, just keep pushing away on that cell phone there. You'll find somebody.
I know it.
Well, it'd sure be nice to get Gary Lewis on.
Well, yeah, that's what she was trying to do, but that's the number I have there. There's no answer there?
It's not 1-900.
Try that one. No, not for Beidler. That's kind of something we're going to be, we probably should talk about with the Dirt Cup coming up, is the fact that the Dirt Cup party is at Hagen's up in Burlington coming up this Wednesday night. And 3 days, humongous days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday racing up at our friendly little dirt track up in Bow, Washington. And so we're going to be recording some interviews up there. We start the Aqua Sox schedule on I believe their first game is Tuesday coming up, but our Thursday show will be on right after Aqua Sox baseball. We'll replay some of the interviews from the Dirt Cup and kind of get you fired up for that. So by all means, please stay tuned.
We're going to be taking some time off here from the big show, going to the reduced show, but I'll tell you, it's getting into the exciting part of the season, and when we do come back full-time, we're going to have a lot of neat stuff to talk about. The Dirt Cup winner, we're going to have the show before the Washington 500. We're going to have some good stuff coming up this summer.
Yeah, it is, and we might even be able to broadcast a couple of those Washington 500 races, because I think the Aqua Sox game that night starts at 6:45, and we'll be able to probably start about 4:30 or even 4 o'clock out there.
How did you like the show at Monroe? Was that your first time out there this season with the new expanded show? Or?
No, we were out there on opening night. We went out there for the tour race, and, of course, that got rained out. And then we went out the next week when the local, you know, I think the Superstock started. That was their first night when Naaman got his first win. And I really liked the way that the show went. I like the idea of the heat races. The trophy dashes is just a good way to wad up some really good race cars and not get any points. And, you know, the dash for cash, that was kind of randomly thrown around. I'm really jacked up about the mini stocks out there. I think those guys just put on an incredible show. The quality of racing was really good. Joe Joe Neeland, I got to give out props to Joe Neeland. He drives a number 99 bomber in out at Evergreen Speedway. We can't get a hold of Steve either, huh?
No. So man. Anybody talking to Gary or Steve, have them call air.
Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to us.
I know. You know, one other thing we could do is what we can do is we'll take a break and then we'll get a hold of, we'll try and get a hold of Wes Rhodes too. But we'll
and Doug
do that.
Pace.
Yeah, and Doug Pace as well. But to continue my thought from Galen's question, yeah, it was a really good show. Several people, you know, my manager at Action, Brian, he came out and, you know, had a good time, sat and watched races. Tom Lafferty and Bill Kusler, they just sat down there and just had a great time.
Oh, good.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think just the quality of racing and obviously the quality of the race car drivers out there and the teams really came through. It was a lot of fun and just, you know, it's just constant racing, and that's what people pay to see.
You know, out there at Monroe, one of the big time problems that people have complained about a lot is the drama over the years. And I heard somebody say with as much racing that's going on now, you don't have time to sit around in the pits and dramatize it. So you gotta have your stuff ready because they're running race one right after the other. Is that true?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They just, the minute that they get one, and what's cool is they've always got a race in reserve. They brought the super stocks out. They were going to do a running start on them because the weather was starting to threaten, and it started to rain, and they just peeled them right off, and boom. And I think the mini stocks came out right after that. The Bombers had a little bit of a tough time getting going, and that takes me back to my Joe Neeland thought. Joe Neeland won a heat race by just the coat of paint on his front of his Camaro. It was so cool to see him win, and Joe's getting really comfortable. But the Bombers had a little bit of a tough time getting started. Jill Lang got, you know, wrecked.
How's Lane Sunholm doing?
Lane was doing good, man. That kid is just an awesome driver. He just carves his way through the field. He moves people. I mean, he's Lane Sunholm. What do you expect? And I don't fault him for that. He makes it exciting.
And second in points, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So the Bombers had a tough time getting going. They had to red flag it. And boom, they brought the figure eights out. The figure eights just, well, they're the figure eights. I mean, they're just awesome to watch. John Carlson just really plowed his way through the field, too, and won that race. So, and Mark Whedon won the mini stock race out there. So, good job all the way around.
You know, we talk about racers and stuff and having fun. And boy, it's kind of fun to watch the
line
pairs.
Four,
okay,
line four.
I'm going to finish that later. Bye.
Actually, while we got a minute here before we find out who's on the phone, we want to also as well thank Brandon Hamilton for sending his race results. The Bomber race was won by Travis Blackwood Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway. As we mentioned, Mark Whedon in the mini stock winner, John Carlson Super Figure Eights, name of Lang in the super stocks. Let's see. Some of these you heard Kelly mention in his open wheel report. Brock Lemley up at Skagit Speedway won the 360 main. Travis Roots, the 410. Corey Swatzina won the Hornets main. And I'm trying to think of the SSA main. I'm trying to Marcus Shute, what he's got here. Fredo Raceway Park, Youth Hornets, Jesse Hector, Adult Hornets, Josh Hector, Mini Stocks, Jeff Hector. Boy, I'm sensing a trend here. Hobby Stocks, Chris Costello in the big cars, Chris McCart. Renegade Raceway and Sport Compact, winner was Robert Storm, Street Legal, Michael Kosh. Cool. We will get to him in just a second, and so on down the line. We heard Shane Son from South Sound, Dwayne Lacey in the Delta Camshaft Mini Stocks at South Sound, Scott Johnson in the Pure Stocks, Northwest Baby Grands, A.J. Butler, and some more as we get a chance. Let's get on the phone because we finally found someone who wants to hang out
with us.
He's
been busy.
Oh, has he? He's got a lot to do. He's probably trying to figure out which hedge funds he wants to invest in with all the money that he wins at racing all over the Pacific Northwest. But our friend Gary Lewis is on the blower. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay, thanks. We managed to fill like about 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, while we're waiting for you. So, yeah, way to go, man. Nice job Saturday. Tell us about it, huh?
Thanks. You know, I had a blast over there at Pacific Raceway. I mean, that's about the coolest thing there is road race, and I have so much fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, luckily we unloaded off the trailer really good, and luckily we were prepared and all that. Because I went out there about 5 laps into it and went around a high-speed turn, and there was some dirt over there or something. I don't know. I just went flying off the track and stuck it right in the dirt barrier and ripped off the whole right front and stuff. So I owe this one to the team and all everybody and a couple other guys on some other teams. We thrashed and scabbed it all back together with used bent parts and all that stuff. And somehow we were able to make it still run just as fast, if not a little bit better, and we were able to pull it off.
You know, on one of the things I read about the race, one of the press, it was very exciting to see a press release with the two words Chuck Pickens in it. Chuck, you know, I tell you, I think it was, you know, I don't know if that's going to be the only time that Chuck races this year, but man, it was good to see him and a bunch of other guys you don't normally see out there. But, you know, Chuck has been your spotter for a long time. You had to bring Kelly Hale in, to spot for you, but, it was good to see some of those guys out there. Shane Biles qualifying third, for crying out loud. I mean, it was pretty cool down there.
It was a good time, you know, and it's, you know, Chuck's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to, he helps us so much, you know, and he puts his own racing aside and stuff, and it was so cool to, for him to have a chance to get out there. But, you know, what's frustrating about the whole deal is we were so busy with our own stuff, you know, we weren't able to go help him get his stuff ready. And it'd be really cool someday if we can just dedicate a bunch of time and get him, you know, prepared up as good as we get our own stuff prepared, and that way he can actually go and have a shot at doing some halfway decent.
Yeah, and did Kelly Hale do a good job for you?
Yeah, Kelly did a great job. He was spotting down at the far ends, down 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then I had Bryce Christensen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Evergreen Speedway driver. He came aboard and was spotting the back turns, you know, 7, 8, 9 and stuff like that for us. So it worked out great.
Very cool. So what's up next for that hot number 73 team?
We are going to skip the race this weekend in Vernon, and we're going to focus on Wenatchee on the 21st for an ARCA West race.
Uh-huh. Very cool. Go ahead, Galen.
Well, Gary, every time I get you, I ask you just about the same question. I'm looking for a different answer this time. You've won just about everything there is to win out here. I mean, I think it said in the internet, 1992, you won a championship at Monroe. You've won the Tour Championship. Now you've won the Late Model Challenge Series Championship. You're winning all these money races, and I mean, where's Gary Lewis going? I hate to ask that question, but are you getting bored of what's going on around here? And is there any future for you at this time to do something different?
Well, let's see, where am I going? That's been the big question of my life the whole time.
Well, we all want to see it. We know you got the talent, Gary. I mean, what's up?
In a nutshell, here, you know, my dream and my passion has been to race professionally my whole life. I've put everything I can into it. My team has, everybody has, you know, and I've won championships and all these races and all that stuff. And it just doesn't seem to happen for some reason. So,
are you still having fun, Gary?
Oh yeah, I'm having a blast. I've just got to the point really now to where I don't really know if championships are. I mean, I don't think. So I've already kind of gave up on that, and I don't think the championships, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stress that goes along with running for points and all that stuff too. So this year, for like one of the first times in many, many, many years, I'm not going to run any series for points. I mean, I'm skipping the next points race. I'm the points leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to skip it, and that way I'm not tempted, and I'm just going to go out and we're going to try to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run the tracks that we want to run. We're going to be better prepared.
Better prepared? Holy cow.
We're going to have a little more time off between races for the most part. We're going to mix things up and bounce around and run some big money races and stuff. So that's kind of the focus for this year.
Last week we had Pete Harding on before this race, and I had an opportunity to ask him the question, and I'm going to ask it to you the exact same way. If it's just me and you sitting in chairs somewhere, sitting around a table, what's your analysis of late model racing around here, and what can we do to make it better?
My analysis.
I mean, the state of the sport.
Yeah, we need to get everybody, we need to get all the tracks, the promoters, the directors of different series. I mean, I think everybody kind of needs to be on the same page as far as type of cars, rules, tires. We need a standardized package where if a guy wants to run Evergreen every week, he can. If he wants to run South Sound, he can. If he wants to go over Wenatchee, whatever. If he wants to run ARCA West, if he wants to run ASA Northwest Tour, he can decide when and where he can go race. And then he's got a car that he can do that with. Now, it seems like everybody's got different rules and,
mm-hmm.
and different packages, and everybody's trying to, I don't know, it just seems like everybody's trying to make the rules a little bit different to keep you locked into running that show. And I don't think that that's a good thing to do. I think you should. I think everybody should have about the same thing, and that way you can decide if you want to go. You know what? If Evergreen Speedway has the best officials and everybody goes there and has the most fun, you know what? Then they should be able to go there and do that. If don't like it there and they want to go somewhere else, they should be able to go do that. I just think I don't think everybody's working together, and I think just the combination of that and gas prices, and economy, and all that is just.
It's getting crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
crazy.
As always, my friend, great job over the weekends. Good to see you. Good to hang out with you as we were kind of trashing on people as they were qualifying from way up in the grandstands. It was fun to be down there. And, again, congratulations on behalf of all of us, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything. I appreciate it. Sorry for being late here.
That's all right.
So are you going back out to cut some more?
No.
No, you're done for the night.
Dark. And you know what? Spend so much time working on the car, this my lawn and everything just gets shoved aside. So then when I go to mow it, you know, a week and a half later, it's like a foot and a half tall. So.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world, my friend. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot, man. Pleasure to have you on as always, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary Lewis. With that, we got to take a break, and we'll be back. Quick break, and then who knows what we're going to do when we come back, but we'll do something. Stick with us.
North Sound 1380 presents Dodgeball Tip Number 22.
The rules are simple. A kid from that team is going to try to bean a kid on our team in the head with a big red ball. Oh, dear. If the ball hits you, you're out. But if you catch the ball, he's out.
To learn more about Dodgeball and sign up your team for the first ever Wired X Rock and Roll Dodgeball Tournament, go to NorthSound1380.com. Be a part of the greatest spectacle in sports.
Sudden Death Dodgeball.
The first annual Wired X Rock and Roll Dodgeball Tournament.
Summer is coming, the kids are out of school, and it's a great time to catch up on some of the biggest and best of Hollywood from the last few months. Maury the Movie Guy here from 3 to 6 with a Fish. You know, even a dedicated movie buff like me can't catch all the movies while they're in theaters. So it's great to catch up on the latest releases at Hollywood Video. Just released this week, you can rent movies like Jumper, the futuristic thriller starring Hayden Christensen. Hollywood Video also has the comedy Witless Protection with Larry the Cable Guy and Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson in the bucket list. Now that there's nothing on TV but reruns and reality shows, it's a great time to catch up on full seasons of your favorite shows on DVD. And for the gamers, Hollywood Video has a full line of the latest games for the Wii, PS3, and Xbox 360. So catch up on the best of Hollywood. When it's all about entertainment, it's all in one place. At the Hollywood Video Store near you.
I have a special Mariners tier I made up for every time Ichiro gets another stand-up triple. I do it like an auctioneer.
And we got Ichiro up next, and this one's ripped down the line to way here. Single now, one now, one now, single now. We got one now, one to the gentleman in the number 51 jersey. Who go for two now, double down, double now. Thank you, sir. It's two. And we won't stop there. This is a fine hit into the corner. Will he go for three now, I got him going to three now. Come on, folks, this only happens once or twice or three times a game. Three now, do we hear a triple now? How about three now? We have a triple. Sold a three-bagger to Mr. Everything, Ichiro Suzuki. Next up, an Adrian Beltre home run. Do I hear 380 feet?
How will you cheer them on?
Mariners baseball.
Sold.
The mojo's rising.
The Mariners return home and face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night at 7:10. It's also Adrian Beltre bobblehead night. The first 25,000 fans pick up Mariners third baseman Adrian Beltre's bobble courtesy of WAMU. Saturday is Dad's T-shirt night. And Sunday, all kids pick up an Ichiro cap. Get tickets at any Mariners team store.
Evergreen Speedway.
The playground of
Speedway is the playground of power. The best racing action the whole family will enjoy.
Find out where NASCAR begins. Evergreen Speedway. It's short track racing at its best. Bumping, grinding, rubbing fenders. It's Saturday night action. Memories are made and legends are born.
Evergreen State Fairgrounds, Monroe, Washington, where Highway 2 and 522 collide.
The playground of power.
NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Sprint Cup on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. KRKO Everett. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
He's checking out all by himself, lost and lonely, as Casey Kane with nobody threatening in the rearview mirror. Brian Vickers has done all he can do to keep Denny Hamlin behind him. Hamlin right there in the number three position.
And welcome back to the final segment here on North Sound Racing. As always, a pleasure to be with you. And again, this reminder, we're going to be on, but we'll be on right after Aqua Sox baseball every Thursday night throughout the season. Just stick to it. We'll keep the internet on. Same stream we use for Aqua Sox will be used for North Sound Racing, and we will take you up until 10 o'clock some nights, 10:30 some nights, 11 o'clock. We'll do whatever it takes to get the message out to you. This reminder coming up at 10 o'clock here on North Sound 1380. The All-Tail Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan covers, really, that is an awesome show, and he does a nice job. So that is coming up. Also, again, this reminder, Saturday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, live from Kentucky Speedway, the Meyer 300 presented by Oreo Cookies, NASCAR Nationwide Series races. And then coming up Sunday morning at 10:15, live from Michigan International Speedway, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series LifeLock 400. So it will be good to have those on.
I'd like to take a shout out to Buffalo, one of our loyal listeners. Thank you, Buffalo, for listening.
Kind of like a guy named Buffalo.
You gotcha.
Kind of makes me want to go to Eastern Washington. Why don't we do that? We'll talk to our friend Doug Pace in Spokane, who's getting ready to go through an awful lot of fuel this weekend as the Late Model Challenge Series makes its way up to Canada. But Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Carla Galen, thank you all for having me on.
Hey,
you know,
not
I
a problem.
That preview, Lost and Lonely for Kasey Kahne. Haven't you guys seen the Allstate commercials? Those three women aren't making him lost and lonely.
Oh no, they do their job quite well, don't they?
They do. I don't ever see Kasey being lost and lonely.
Oh no, huh?
But I'm afraid I could be lost and lonely going to Vernon. I've never been up there. I'm looking forward to it. I know the series has gone up there, and they put on some great shows. So it's gonna be exciting. And you know, with Mr. Lewis not in the show, it's going to be an interesting mix of cats that are going to be running for a win.
Oh, it will. It's going to be an interesting day up there. But, you know, like I said, we just had Gary on. He did mention, like you said, he's not going to be making this show. Who do you – you've got, far as you know, how many cars do you have showing up there on Saturday?
And, you know, as of today, according to the information I received, they're going to have 27 attempting to try and get into the field.
Cool.
You know – Gary touched on it. Economy and gas aside, in this half of the North American continent, imagine up in Canada, it's a little more pricey. And so I still say you get 24 guys out there on that track, you have a great show. You're going to see some great Canadian drivers in Wade Bland and you know, Rob Angus. But you're also going to see the Hardings, Pete and Shane Harding. And
every
time they show up, they're going to be a threat. But got to think that Wes Rhodes has a shot to break through. He's been knocking on it all year long. I think his son Danny Rhodes had a tough breakout in Mission Valley. He's definitely going to be a potential contender. They got a rookie teammate, Jared Vorch, that's also a contender. And then keep your eye on the rookie of the year winners from the last couple of years, Shelby Thompson in 2006 rookie year, and Eric Hargraves. Eric has told me that they knocked the fence down last year, and they actually ended up loving the place and were running with Lewis towards the tail end of the show, and they're chomping at the bit to go back up there. And they've definitely got a long haul.
Doug, will there be a practice on Friday?
No practice on Friday, Carla. They roll in and do a one-day show on Saturday. They're going to get practice started at 1 o'clock. They're going to run three sessions and then qualifying and the main event, 125-lap Can-Am 125.
Wow. What kind of track is this?
You know, from what I understand, it's similar to a Tri-Cities. It's not a true oval, but a tri-oval.
Well, that always makes for an interesting race.
Always makes for an interesting race, but from my perspective, you listen to the drivers talk about it, and they really can't compare it to any one track. Similar to Mission Valley a few weeks ago, it kind of looks like this on one end, they'll tell you, and it looks like that on the other. I've heard Tri-Cities, I've heard South Sound, I've heard, God, I hate the place, but somehow I end up liking it, a unique facility. Fairly new facility in the Northwest, including the British Columbia area. So, again, looking forward to going up there. It's a neat experience. They're putting together, in the long run, the Canadian ARCA Series and the ARCA Late Model Challenge Series down here to do some shootout races next year, and this would be one of those for 09. They just, from what I understand, they didn't get it done for this year. Hey, that's okay. As I said, 24 to 27 drivers trying to run the main event. you're still going to see a great show.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad show at all. Kind of get back into what you were talking about. There's the ARCA West Late Model Challenge Series this year has aligned itself with the one up in Canada. This kind of always reminds me of the what we used to do in the old pro wrestling game where we'd have an alliance between Team USA and Team Canada and do battle all over the territory. But what kind of tracks does the ARCA guys up in Canada, what type of options do they have to run on up there?
Well, one track that they do run on that fans down here will be familiar with is a track up in Calgary, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
The NASCAR Northwest Tour back in the day would go up there very early on in the infancy of the series. They'll also go to Regina. They'll run in Sun Valley, and there are other stops, Saskatoon, that they run in, I would say, the western half of the country. In Alberta and in British Columbia, they try and make stops in there. And the series has the potential to really be a neat deal, somewhat like what you see with the Hooters Pro Cup back east, at north and at south, and then they run some combined races. I think that's what you'll see this evolve to. And talking to Joe Dolefield out here at Stateline this week, and he mentioned that you're going to see traveling series become staycationer series. The guys that come out and travel, they'll pull into your town on Friday, have a bite to eat, check out the city, race on Saturday, and then they'll try and find your points of interest, because now these guys that travel, as Gary mentioned, cost of fuel. You know, racers want to get something out of the whole weekend when they're investing that kind of money, and what a neat way to do that when you travel the provinces of Canada.
Really?
Boy, and you're going to be getting quite a view of British Columbia. And possibly another one on Saturday, too. Don't you enter to the next province east, don't you?
You know, I'm wondering if I should drive through Alberta and up to Vernon. I've been to Kelowna when I worked for a hydroplane team. We ran a couple of races up there in Kelowna out on the lake. But I've never been up past Kelowna to Vernon, so I'm excited. There is a track in Penticton, and I've seen it, never watched any races on it, and I don't want to feel old or dated, but I got to thinking, you know, I've never been to Penticton to watch a show, and I've been out to the island a ton of times, never drove out to the speedway there, Western, but I'm beginning to think that I've pretty much seen them all. I saw Spanaway, thank goodness, before it went away, and some of the other tracks, so yeah, I'm goosed to go to Vernon, but actually, to tell you the truth, I'm goosed to see this show go off Saturday night, because you're going to see a new face in Victory Lane for this series, the first time in almost two seasons. Because last year, you had three guys running in the front, let's be frank. You had Jefferson, and you had Garrett Evans, and you had Gary Lewis. This year, it's wide open for the championship. It's wide open for race wins. And I think that's just a neat way to keep the series going as they go into their ninth year, heading to year number 10.
Oh, Galen.
Doug, we have about 1 minute. I want to ask you about Spokane Raceway Park. Have you heard anything there?
Absolutely, Galen. Funny you bring that up. Tomorrow is the closing day at 5 o'clock. Anybody who's interested in becoming the track operator has to submit a bid to the county, similar to a road bid or a building construction bid. So I think you're going to see some interesting names come out. Names that I've heard are Jason Fitterito from Pacific, and then some local guys over here as well, and a few surprises. So tomorrow they have to have the deadline in, the 19th. Is the approval from the courts for the county to buy it. Beginning June 20th, the county will interview its prospective bidders for that contract. And, hey, while I have just a brief second, Ken Longley, Ken Bailey, and Jeff Bailey, we think back.
Yes.
Guys running. I understand Jeff Bailey's going through some struggles at Harborview. My heart goes out to him. Ken and Jeff are great guys in the region, and we were all pulling for Mike Easley and Kenny Longley way back when. We all got to get behind Jeff Bailey right now and keep him in our prayers and hope he gets back on his feet here real soon.
Well, Doug, we got the reaction of the Snohomish County Commissioners when they opened up the envelope from your application to run the park, and we have some audio out if you'd like to hear it.
No, thanks.
North Sound, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Joe Rose.
Hey, Doug, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you being on. Good luck up there, huh?
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. Doug Pace. And that'll do it for tonight's North Sound Racing. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Galen and Carla, thank you. Brandon, Sherry, thanks all of you for all of your help throughout the week helping us put this show together. We'll be on next Thursday night after Aqua Sox baseball. Everyone have fun at the races this weekend.
Good luck, racers.
this weekend. Forget the tie in Cologne and give Dad the gift of baseball. Saturday at 12:55. The Phillies visit St. Louis to take on the Cards. And Sunday at 5.
2-0 pitch. Shipper Jones takes that left center field. That is way back.
It's interleague play on Sunday Night Baseball as the Braves visit the Angels. Your home for Major League Baseball is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Sprint Cup on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.